Pat Pitzenberger was the Liberace of Sandusky, as a character calls him. But when we meet the retired hairdresser in Swan Song, a new film from Todd Stevens, Pat's wearing sad, saggy sweatpants in a retirement home and fills his hours refolding napkins he cages from the cafeteria. But a request to do hair one last time for the funeral of an old client sets him on a long walk through the town and through his past. Swan Song stars Udo Kier. The legendary German actor has played over 260 roles in art, horror, erotic films, and music videos. Udo Kier joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Pat was a real person, wasn't he?
Yes. I got a script and I read it two or three times. And I liked the personality of this retired old hairdresser. And then I wanted to meet Todd, the director and the writer. I had certain thing I wanted, like shooting chronological, basically, starting in the retirement home. And we started the movie, and the character for me was interesting when he was young and famous in Sandusky. And how Sandusky is today, because when he was the famous flamboyant hairdresser and had all these ladies, rich ladies as clients, and I wanted to do the film for a reason. If somebody from a generation like me, I'm 76, because, you know, when I think when he was young and you went to a gay bar, it was like you were looking left and right before you stepped in the bar. And today, the young people, they're holding hands in Applebee or everywhere.
That's one of my favorite lines in the film. But
so yeah. If two boys or two girls who like each other, if they go to any kind of bar, that is okay. Nobody cares, but if they're holding hands or something.
Yeah. Mr. Kier, you have played in horror films.
Yes.
But, you know, I've got to tell you, the scenes in the retirement home are also kind of chilling, aren't they?
Well, it was the whole situation. I mean, one of my favorite scenes is where the woman sits always at the same spot and I talk to her and put her hair in order, and then a little tear runs down the face, and I put a cigarette in her mouth. Even now, thinking about it, my hair are standing up on my arms. And I believe very much in small things, not the big acting things. And I had learned over 30 years from Lars von Trier, his favorite line, don't act. So I try not to act. And I don't think that I, in the role of Pat, that I was acting in the film. I had long conversation with the old friends of Pat. And they showed me how he smoked and how he was talking. So I adopted that because they lived with him many, many years in a little town.
Wow. Can I ask you a question about your childhood?
Of course you can.
I have read you were born in a hospital in Cologne, Germany.
Yeah.
In the middle of an Allied bombardment during World War II.
Yeah.
And you and your mother had to be rescued from the rubble.
Okay, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So my mother went the 14th October 1944, so she went to the hospital, and I was born, and then the nurse were collecting all the newborn babies to clean them up, and my mother said, oh, can I have him a little bit longer in my arms? And the nurse said, yes, and then the nurse put all the other babies on the table, and then there were an alarm. And my mother told me she saw the wall coming down and the nurse was jumping over all the babies to protect them. Everybody, of course, was dead. And my mother was lucky that her and me. And then my mother, in the darkness, was holding me in her arms, and with the other hand, she went to the gravel. And sometimes I have this vision at night, seeing all this gravel, and her hand is waving out of it. So that's what my mother did. They freed us. And I don't know if it were the Americans or the British, but I'm nice to both countries. So just saved my life.
I've got to ask you.
Yes, ask me.
Of all the roles you've done,
yes.
Playing Dracula, Frankenstein, I've got to think that this small film you've made in Sandusky, Ohio, is the role of a lifetime for you.
Yes. Scott, that's not why I made that film, because yeah. I did not know how that film is going to turn out. But it's very important for me now, because I cannot disappoint all the press in America. I have to look for my next film. Has to be a leading role.
At the age of 76.
77 by that time.
I wonder, when you... You've had such a career after you and your mother were sticking your hands out of rubble.
Yes.
And were rescued by U.S. or British troops. Is there a part of you that thinks that somehow in this universe you were spared because you had so many important things to do?
Yes. And sometimes, as a joke, I tell the press, I mean, if you be born that dramatic like I was born, of course I had to be an actor.
Udo Kier, he stars in Swan Song in select theaters this week. That's usually to qualify for awards. Then video on demand August 13th. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, for giving me the time.